This is lesson 19 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. Today we will study Perek Dalad, Mishnah Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, 4th Perek, 11th and 12th Mishnah. In this Mishnah too, there is a dispute among the Meforshim and in the Yerushalmi as to how to understand it. I will opt for one of the Perushim, the second opinion in the Yerushalmi, which is more straightforward and which links this Mishnah Yud Aleph with the Mishnah we learned yesterday, Mishnah Yud. In Mishnah Yud we learned that in the case where a person presses a litra, a certain measure of kitsios, of cut figs, on a barrel, does not know which barrel, then Rabbi Eliezer says that one looks at the figs at the bottom of the barrel and includes them in the necessary count of 100 to 1 against the litra of Truma. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says that we do not consider the bottom figs of the barrel to be mitzdaref, to add to the 100, but we only consider the pumin, the figs which are near the surface of the barrel. Following upon that, this next Mishnah is very straightforward. Sa'ah truma shenoflo al pi megura. If a sa'ah, a measure of truma, falls on a megura. Now a megura is a large store room or storage box, which is large enough so that it is attached to the ground. It's not just a basket or a bushel. So it's rather large. If a saw truma falls on top of this magura, and the person figures, you know what I'll do? I'll skim off from the top whatever I can. And hopefully I'll be skimming off the truma in the process. The kippah, and he skims off the top. Rabbi Eliezer Ober, im yesh ba kipui meyo so'o. Rabbi Eliezer says, and again, following this second opinion in the Yerushalmi, what Rabbi Eliezer is saying is, if there is in the kipui, plus whatever is underneath the kipui, meaning in the skimmed off surface, plus whatever else is in the magura, meyo so'o, the necessary amount of 100 sa'ah to the sa'ah of truma which fell into the megura, ta'ale be'echad u'meya. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer adds to the necessary 100, not just the kipui, the skimmed off surface, but even the rest of the megura, consistent with what he taught in Mishnah Yud, that the tachtonos ma'alos es ho'elyonos, the lower figs, are added to the cheshbon of 100 to be mevatel the litra which fell in. However, Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, lo tale. Rabbi Yehoshua, consistent with his teaching in Mishnah Yud, says, no, you can't look at what is underneath the kipui, underneath the skimmed off surface. That is tachtonos, that's lower down. That's not part of the sofek isur. And so then, following that this pshat, Rabbi Yehoshua continues, Sa'ot truma shenoflo al pi meguro yikapeeno. If a sa'ot truma does fall onto the top surface of this meguro, what he should do is keep removing from the top, skim off and skim off and skim off until he knows that for sure that he has skimmed off all the truma. And that's possible if you have tefuah which is dry, and you know a saw fell off the top, if you skim off a certain layer of the surface, you know that you're getting all the truma out. And the rest underneath that surface that you skimmed off will be chulin. Im kein, loma omru truma ola be'echad umeya. If you have this option of being able to skim off the top surface, and in the process skimming off the truma, even though you don't have 100 to 1 against the truma. So why then did the Chachamim give this proportion of 100 to 1? Why not just skim off the top? So the answer is simple. If it's a situation where you can't, where it doesn't just, where the truma is not just sitting on the top of the heap, but rather it's become mixed together somehow. Im eino yodua im belulosein. If a person does not know for sure that the truma has stayed on the top, but rather the wind or a human being or some instrument has mixed it all together, and therefore the truma once on the top is now spread throughout the entire magura, o la'ayin nafla, or if he doesn't know exactly where the truma fell to skim it off, so then he has to be sure that he has the proportion of 100 to 1. Mishnah Yud Beis, Shtei Kupos, if a person has before him two baskets of chulin, and these are movable baskets, not fastened to the ground in any way, or Ushtei Maguros, he has two storage wagons or storerooms, which are quite large and which are affixed to the ground. There's some kind of a structure or bolted into the ground. And in each of these kupos, or in each of these maguros, there are 50 sa'a. So if truma falls into one of them, a sa'a, if truma falls into any one of them, it's only 50 to 1. But in a situation where you don't know which kupa or which magura the sa'a fell into, so both kupos or both maguros are part of the safek isur. So then the two are mitztarif. You consider the fact that in one kupa there's 50 and the other kupa there's 50. And even though the sa'a truma only fell into one of those kupos, nevertheless, the other kupa is mitztaref to the 100. You have 50 plus 50, 100 to 1, and the truma is bata. Shenofla sa'a truma letoch achas mehem. If a sa'a truma fell into one of these kupos or one of these maguros, ve'ein yodua le'eze mehen nofla, you do not know into which kupa or into which magura it fell. Ma'alos zo es zo. You can combine the contents of the two kupos, and if in the combined contents of the two of them there's 100 to 1, then it is batel, because both kupos or both maguros are in the safek isar. You don't know which one they fell into. Now, the halacha is, as the Yerushalmi adds, that these two kupos are mitztarfos even if they are in two different rooms or two different houses. And you don't know whether the sa'a truma fell into the 50 sa'a truma in kupa A in house A, or it fell into kupa B in house B. Nevertheless, they're both part of the suffix. How that would be true by kupos, because kupos are movable. But that would not be true by maguros, because maguros are kavuos, are fastened to one place. And therefore, the other magura in the other house does not contribute to the sum of 100. The maguros have to be adjacent to each other in the same house. The kupos would be mitztaref even if they are in different houses. Rabbi Shimon over more than that. Even if they're in two different cities, Rabbi Shimon Omar afilu hein b'shtei ayoros ma'alos zo eso. If you have one storage carton of tavua grain chulin in Chicago and the other one in New York, well, let's make it differently. One in Tzfas and one in Tverio, one in Tzfas and one in Beersheva. And you know a saw a truma fell into one of them, but you don't know which. The two, as far as apart as they are, miles and miles apart, would be mitztaref to the cheshbon of 100. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon. So we have finished these two Mishnayos, and we have finished lesson number 19.